Before Monday's meeting, the Little Rock School Board had one agenda item before it: vote on joining the desegregation settlement with or without the support of the Joshua interveners, advocates for Black families from Pulaski County involved in the lawsuit, which first began in 1982. That vote finally came and passed, but was preceded by debate on a resolution on school facilities funding and a decision of whether to allow Attorney John Walker, who represents Joshua, to speak at the meeting.
No, sir, this is a board meeting and we don't have citizen comments at this special board meeting.
This is not a citizen's comment, I'm a party.
No, sir, that is not on the agenda.
That's Board President and Zone 4 Representative Greg Adams invoking parliamentary rules, a decision Walker regarded as unconscionable. The members of the board then went on to debate whether to suspend rules and allow Walker or anyone else to speak, a point which Zone 1 board member Norma Jean Johnson said was crucial to her decision-making on the night's main issue.
Okay, I'm trying to determine how I'm going to vote. That's all I want to do right now is determine how I want to vote. Now, I know there are other individuals out there that want to speak, and I have no problem with that.
But the motion to allow outside comments failed to get the unanimous vote it needed. Leslie Fiskin, who represents Zone 3 of the district, cast the lone vote against, just as she did earlier in the night on a resolution to direct more attention to school facilities in Southwest Little Rock. She questioned the specificity of that resolution.
So I'm not really sure why we need to have specific regions listed in a resolution, because I think that those things are going to happen.
Her comments drew a response from Zone 6 board member Tara Shepard.
But the history has showed us that we will not spend money where it needs to be spent.
That resolution to direct money, around $37 million, to facilities in Southwest Little Rock did pass, and it turned out to be the most important vote of the night, as it was the final demand from the Joshua interveners and Attorney John Walker. Walker said Joshua had conditioned its approval of the settlement on the board's decision to improve the Southwest schools while working to remediate differences in achievement among students. After the meeting, he described the reluctance by some on the board to go along with that agreement in very blunt terms.
What was disclosed here tonight is that there are still lingering vestiges of animosity toward the concept of doing well by the children of need. And that is going to continually be the focus of Joshua and myself until I die.
But Walker, who has been involved in this desegregation case for over 30 years, offered his view for how mutual trust within the community can be achieved.
It has to be coalesced. It has to be congealed. And people have to learn how to get along with each other, and that means respecting each other and their right to be heard and to speak.
Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, who many say has been the driving force behind the settlement, was also present at the meeting, but did not speak to the press. He later issued a statement saying the state and the three Pulaski County school districts can move forward to focus on the best interests of the students rather than on costly, burdensome litigation. $1 billion later, parties are set to put an end to this litigation when they finalize their settlement on December 9th. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.